Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Let's do the transfers. A very good friend of the show, Dan's BFF forever, Sasha Tavolieri. He has been all over this news about Romeo Lavia. I'm pretty sure he's got some pretty good sources by all accounts. He has tweeted about it momentarily before. He said, Romeo Lavia is not included today in the cup game with Southampton and he was not at their training camp this morning. The players side are looking to close the deal today between Liverpool and Southampton. This comes down on the back, of course, of a third bid rejected yesterday. It was Mel Reddy who, of course, first broke that story. Yep. Everybody else seemed to pick up on it and confirmed it was true. Chris is right. They've got to a stage now where they're already paying what they didn't want to pay. My sense, looking at it, the only way I can understand this now, and tell me if I'm an idiot, you can tell me I'm wrong, and please do so in the comments, YouTube. I'm fine with it. They got to a stage where they thought he's not going to play against Chelsea anyway. We're not that arsed if he's not here for Bournemouth. Can we save some money on this? Can we get up? Because even if you sign, like, people go, just pay the extra 3, 4, 5 million quid. That's still 3, 4, 5 million quid. It's still money that he probably already they're paying more than they're comfortable with. I think it's well known what Liverpool thought he was worth, and they've just basically been backed into the situation now where they're going to end up overpaying a bit. That's the only way I can get my head around this, is that they've thought, well, there's no rush now. The rush would have been 3 weeks ago. Once you got to a certain point, it's a bit like when once you're late for work, you're late. You might as well not try and get the speeding ticket now because you're already late. You know what I mean? You're really putting your foot down on the motorway. The second it ticks over past 9 o'clock, I'm late anyway. So you might as well just stop
for Costa then on the way in after that, do you? I don't know about that. I think we'd look really stupid amongst all this.
No, listen, Liverpool come out of this looking badly.
Yeah.
I know this for a fact. It isn't Liverpool leaking the information about these bids out. Southampton are being very, very clever. They are doing this. They're saying to Lavia and his camp, They know what the money is. Liverpool didn't just pay the first fee for any player. Liverpool have never gone to, unless it's a release clause, Liverpool have never gone to a team after you and gone, how much do you want for him? Okay, sound. No one ever, in the history of transfers, no one does that. But it is the fact that it's got out and it's taken ages, and the fact that we've got no defensive midfielders, that's what's making everyone think, oh my God, these look amateur this year.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And we don't often get embroiled in these sort of things, do we? Like you say, for whatever reason, maybe it just doesn't get out, the fact that we do have bids rejected or whatever. But in recent history especially, we haven't tended to this. Our transfers haven't played out in this manner, let's put it that way. And like I say, Southampton, fair play to them for A, sticking to the guns on their valuation of the player. And of course, like I say, fair play to them for sort of leaking it out in the way that they have, because it has made us look really, really bad, and I guess they're not adverse to that given what happened with Van Dijk a few years ago especially. So yeah, can't really blame them for that. For us, from our point of view, I alluded to it earlier, I think it's been really poorly handled. I think we've known, I first spoke to Sasha Tavolieri, who sent me a voice note by the way in that break. I didn't get a chance to listen to it because I was rushing back. I spoke to him about 2 months ago about Liverpool and Lavia. Like, this isn't new.
John, listen to it, by the way.
No, I've always listened to it, yeah, because it could be something, like, it could be interesting.
It could be only Dan's.
Most likely, he gets it for free. But yeah, we've known for so long that we want Lavia. He's been on our radar, and he was on our radar, like, when we knew we just needed the extra midfielder before Fabinho and Henderson left. So why is it taking so long? Were we waiting, perhaps, for a different opportunity, maybe Tchouaméni to come along, or Caicedo to present itself, or whatever it may be? Is that what we're waiting for?
How much would we have been for Caicedo?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Maybe we're trying to say, but if now, all of a sudden, now we're saying we need two, which I agree with, by the way. You've got your 50 million and then maybe your 30, 40 million lad on top of that. Maybe that's your 90 million for just Caicedo or just Tchouaméni or whatever. That's the only way I can sort of rationalise it in my head. Because to me, if I've known for a month and 2 months to have Hampton or 50 million for Romeo Lavia and that Liverpool want the player, then Liverpool, York Schmadic, have definitely known that as well. So why are we now 6 days out from playing Chelsea and we've just had a half an hour conversation about sort of shoehorning a lad who isn't naturally a six into playing a six? Why are we in this situation?
It's one of your big summer signings as well,
and
by the way.
We've known for so long we were desperate for a six. That was such a weakness last year. Fabinho was miles off at times. He got better, and I agree with your point earlier, Chris, about when a lad comes alongside you, it takes some of the burden off. I think that's why we've seen a better version of Fabinho. But he was so poor last year that it was an area we needed anyway to strengthen. And then he leaves. This has been, it's been mismanagement, it's been negligent, it's been abysmal from Liverpool this. And I'm not a big critique of what we do. I think we do really well in transfer business, generally speaking, but this has been horrendously handled.
Anyone who's played poker, right, and if you've tried to bluff somebody, right, and then they're going over the top on you, there's a point where you just have to give up your bluff.
Exactly. We were there
Liverpool have had no defensive midfielders and are trying to go around going, and this is early on before the Fabinho and the Henderson stuff, we'll have a little look at Gravenberch, we'll have a little look at Kefram Choran, we'll have a little look at Kone or whatever it is, and then they come back and it's like, well, we'll give you 35. Well, because we're interested in these other players. They all die. So they go, right, you're only interested in us and Lavia. Then you lose your DMs in Henderson and Fabinho.
And Milner.
And you're supposed to be in a... You're not in a strong position to negotiate. You're in the worst possible position to negotiate at that point because you have absolutely nobody who can play the position and you're trying to get their man for cheap. It ain't going to work. Yeah. It was never going to work the way that they played out. There is a point where you have to give up on the bluff, and Liverpool should have given up on the bluff 2 to 3 weeks ago.
And it looks like they're probably about to give up on it. They're going to end up paying... Where they get Jamie Carragher tweeted. Oh, sorry, I've just.
By the way, even if they don't get 50, Southampton wouldn't have been asked. Because Southampton might have been saying 50, 50, 50, and no, all along, they'd accept 45.
We'll find out what that deal comes.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Jamie Carragher tweeted yesterday. We had a members chat there asking him what we think of the Carragher comment. This was from Stuart Armstrong, one of our members. So for those who don't know, Carragher, after Paul Joyce tweeted out about the bids getting rejected, Carragher, this is embarrassing. Liverpool for years have got deals done quickly with no fuss. If you don't think he's worth 50 million quid, then move on. And if you really want him, you pay it. Also, I'm not sure why Liverpool are in for Caicedo. Yes, it's a lot of money, but Liverpool got big money for Henderson and Fabinho. So let's start with the first bit. This is kind of, and again, it is... Liverpool for years now have got deals done quickly with no fuss. I don't know if I agree with that, because we were in for Alexis McAllister for months and he had the freaking release clause. You know what I mean? I disagree with that part of it, but the second part is right. He's either worth what the other team wants. You think they're lying to you, or you don't think he's that good enough, and in which case you need to be going elsewhere. If Liverpool don't think this lad's a £50 million midfielder, sound, I'm not sure he is myself, but if they don't think he is, then he's not going to solve your problems at DM anyway, because he can't be that good. You know, I think that's what Jamie Carragher's getting. He's either, if he's the only one we're going to get, or it looks like he's the first choice. Liverpool obviously want him to be their number six going forward this season. He's going to be first choice in that position. Maybe Stephen Pichetta, I don't know. But in that situation, he probably is, he has to be worth the money. And if he's not, what the fuck are you buying him for? Because go and find someone else. I think that's what Jamie Carragher's point is, and I understand it.
Yeah, it's very much like what we've all said. If, you know, it's the player that we clearly liked, we wanted. We wanted him as an understudy to Fabinho. And at that point, we wanted him for 35 mil. That's what we believed he was. Liverpool didn't help themselves by selling Fabinho. And people can sit here and say 40 mil for Fabinho's boss, considering what we paid for him. But at the end of the day, I'm now sat here 5-6 days away from the Premier League starting without an actual DM. It clearly wasn't worth 40 mil if I don't have anything. And that 40 mil isn't getting me Lavia, because he's now 50 mil actually. So it is a case where Liverpool, if they believed he was worth that much, at some point down the line, where you say 2-3 weeks ago, they should have said, look lads, we've got to get him into the team, get him into pre-season, get him situated with what we want him to do in our plan, and get him used to the style. So then when it comes the season, he's perfect, he's fitted into the team, and we can go straight into it. And at that point, that's when Liverpool should have just said, yeah, they are. It is 50 mil. It is what you wanted. Now we've got to a point where bringing him in now probably wouldn't change anything, because we're clearly trying to suit McAllister or Curtis Jones to be the replacement right now for that position, sorry. And it's very much a case of, we're going to pay the money anyway, so you might as well have done it 3 weeks ago when he actually could have had a pre-season under Jurgen Klopp and understood the system better.
Listen, Romeo Lavia could come in and play really well in the first game he plays, and that could be that.
He could.
But we haven't given him the best foundation for that, and that's on us.
Yeah.
You know, if he does it, it's not because of the way Liverpool have handled it. It's because he was so damn good. And I do get why Liverpool, he's 19 years old, I do get why Liverpool don't want to spend 50 million on a guy who's not finished growing, by the way, because that's when a lot of young players have problems, when they go through that 19 to 21 year thing. And so I get why they don't want to spend £50 million on a player. But if, you know, again, it's just poor planning. This only got us into this situation. You know, you could have spent 50 million on a 24-year-old, but you've chosen the 19-year-old. You've decided that he's going to be the future. Now, he might not be ready right here today. You are paying for his future. You're paying for his potential and everything else, aren't you? And that's what Liverpool have clearly fallen in love with. But again, you've got a plan for the here and now, and you've got a plan for the future at the same time. And I feel like over the last 3 years, Liverpool's planning hasn't been excellent. You know, we've carried too many players for too long who should have been moved on. We've had too much loyalty to those players. We've not replaced quickly enough. We've not invested enough in the squad in terms of new players. We've invested a lot in wages, and that should be commended and stuff. But we should have had a bigger squad. We should have not gone into last season with a shit midfield. We should have not gone into a couple of years ago with a shit defence. You know, these are mistakes that aren't just this summer. This has happened 3 out of the last 5 summers. And that's a problem that Liverpool fans need to recognise and need to look at and go, well, are we fixing this moving forward?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.